Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Zone Bros presented by Bud Light across ESPN Wisconsin. We're hanging out at Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield. Open mic night tonight starting at 7 p.m. Ben Bruss working on his set. We'll get a preview of that here in the next 30 to 45 minutes is at least what I'm being told. I have my doubts, but that's at least what I've been promised by Ben Bruss.
You are such a little snake.
He's Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Bruss
family. If you want to lose me for the show so I can work on material, like, I'll shut my mic off.
I gave you a lot of time before the show.
Oh, baloney. Baloney.
How much time? I give you 25 minutes?
We're talking about a set here. 90-second set. That's like...
Two minutes? I mean, I did a 90-second set for you off the top of my head.
You're you. I'm me.
I mean, yeah, okay.
I have two jokes.
And then you can riff off of that. Write a couple bullet points and do
improv. That's the thing.
I mean, Joshy, I felt like me giving him a heads up was better than me putting him on the spot because I would have put him on the spot. You would have been deer in headlights, and I would have been comfortable sitting there in the awkwardness while you were deer in headlights until you actually said something.
Pat on the back to Greg for giving you a warning and giving you a couple starter jokes. He's done all he could to this point.
I set you up as well as I could.
The only thing I have for jokes is when I was like single in Madison for 4 years and might have had some good times then around the female species.
I mean, see, he's a maestro with words. Like, I don't know how you can't write a 90-second set.
You're such... I want to call you a Richard in a fun way, but I still can't say that. You're being a Richard, Greg.
I know I am. 800-990-3776. You, the Scalzo and Bruss family. On a Grateful Dead Thursday, we're presented by Bud Light. Get into the show. We're talking Packers. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. And Sammy Watkins talked after Aaron Rodgers' comments, the two sentences that he did talk about how the wide receivers need to tighten it up. Sammy Watkins, who has, I think, more quarterback experience than really anybody else in that wide receiver room, meaning he's played with more quarterbacks, had this to say about how Aaron Rodgers approaches it versus the other two MVPs that he's played with in Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
He's on a different level, you know what I mean, wanting things the way he wanted done. I think if, when you look at him, he's coaching just like the coaches, and he's on that field saying things the way he wanted done. And you know, I had Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, but it wasn't this detail and this deep to where you have to know what you're doing. You have to know every little thing about how he wants things, how to run this, different coverages. And if you don't, you're in trouble. And that's, you don't want to be in trouble. You don't want to be that guy that's been like, I can't play with him. I can't trust him. And that's what I'm trying to do every day is gain his trust. And I want to be out there on that field playing with Aaron Rodgers. And if I want to be out there, I got to know every little thing about the offense.
Hey, what do you know? A guy who heard Aaron Rodgers, understands what he's looking for, is a guy that's going to go try and put it out there every single day to earn his trust. I didn't hear any crying. I just heard a legitimate conversation with Sammy Watkins about Aaron Rodgers and what he expect. He says he's like a coach. Guess what? I might not be a master of comedy and writing 90-second sets, but Aaron Rodgers is a master of the throwing of the football. And he can put it exactly where he wants it. If you read the right coverages, if you make the right reads, if you're in the right spots, he will get it to you. And I love that Sammy is taking this as a challenge to be a guy that Aaron can trust, because guess what? Ultimately, that's how you get on the field with 12.
Well, and I think that's where the conversation has taken a weird derailment. And he, again, Aaron's taken on a lot of criticism. And everybody has the right to criticize Aaron Rodgers. I just think that people are criticizing Aaron Rodgers because they don't like him. And I think there's a lot you can actually criticize him for that he's not as much criticized for. And then there's a cherry picking that occurs in a situation like this where it's like, okay, so if the wide receiver room is looking at it and saying, if I want to play with that guy because he's going to help my career, whether you're Sammy Watkins, get your career back on track, make big money next season, whether you're Randall Cobb and just ring chasing at the end of your career, whether you're Alan Lazard and you want to prove you're number one guy, whether you're Romeo Dobbs or any of the other young rookies,
Amari Rodgers,
Antoine Winfrey, to really launch your career, like, you have to get to a certain standard, and that's what Aaron Rodgers sets, and that's what he holds. And I don't care if he went to minicamp or not. That's a separate conversation. You could be upset that he wasn't at minicamp, but the idea now that we're criticizing him for holding a standard for these wide receivers, both privately and publicly, and we're criticizing him because he wasn't at minicamp, and now we're saying he can't hold them accountable, is just a weird place
We're protecting people that are unproven right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's not even protecting them. It's if Aaron Rodgers was at minicamp, would we not be criticizing him for the way that he's talking about his wide receivers? And if he didn't criticize his wide receivers, will we not hold him accountable attending minicamp?
You said that, and that's resonating more and more with me. Like, why do the two have to be connected?
Because it's an easy way for somebody to be critical of Aaron Rodgers. I would rather have Josh DiMaggio tell me that he's a phony. I would rather have somebody in the media tell me that he's a Richard and he only cares about himself and that all this stuff that he's doing is all just a shield because he wants attention and he wants to talk about how great he is. Okay. That's how you feel. Like, I get it, but this just feels like we're stretching a little too far, especially when the Tausch angle is like, well, I think it's fair to criticize him. Then just criticize him. If you want to criticize him, criticize him. Don't say it's fair to criticize him and then go into the argument to criticize him. Now, Josh DiMaggio,
I hate calling out my guy Tausche, but he did go a little bit middleman yesterday.
Yeah, but I also think he's working through this, saying, how do I marry these two things?
You don't have to.
Yeah, and again, it is fair to criticize him there. I just think that you're pushing it too far, and you're trying too hard to find a place to criticize Aaron Rodgers for doing what he's always done, even if he did skip out on minicamp.
Now, Josh DiMaggio, Packer Hall of Famer on Wildy and Tausch 9 to noon. That's who we're talking
Everybody
about.
Knows.
Everybody
Tausch.
Knows him, but we got to remind him.
I'll bring in our guy, Josh DiMaggio, here, because Josh has been highly critical of Aaron Rodgers, mostly to us in the show sheet that he sends us every day, where we get to see his unfiltered thoughts. Josh, I know you think I'm being unfair here, but do you disagree with the fact that, like, those two things don't have to be connected?
I don't think they have to be connected in necessarily the way they're being portrayed as, but I do think for someone to argue, to say these people aren't ready, they aren't doing what they need to, they aren't to the level where they need to be at the NFL, it would make sense for you to spend as much time with them as humanly possible. Aaron Rodgers chose not to be at minicamp. Aaron Rodgers knew what the wide receiver room was going to be in that moment. To me, the way I'm reading this is Aaron Rodgers got frustrated and he let his emotions get the best of him. It's not like he said anything terrible or demeaning or anything that's offensive to me at all by any means. It's simply...
But how did the emotions get the best of him if you're saying it, he didn't say anything demeaning? Because emotionally, if he said something that is emotional, it would probably trigger...
The emotions got the best of him because it wasn't necessary to say that to the media other than I'm mad because I just got back from a practice where the Saints kicked our butt. There's no need for that. Aaron Rodgers wasn't the one who called the meeting. That was the wide receivers coach going in and saying, hey, we need to meet here. So Aaron Rodgers wasn't doing it for a greater good. He was upset.
Well, hold on. Now you're trying to portray, like, you know Aaron Rodgers' emotions. Like, you're giving out your narrative, which is an opinion, but let's not act like what you're saying here is automatically the case. He is setting a standard that he has always set. This isn't out of the norm for Aaron Rodgers.
This isn't new.
And he is somebody like Michael Jordan, like LeBron James, like Tom Brady, like the people who are the best at what they do that set a standard, that have a hard expectation for the people that they work with. And Aaron has never been afraid to go to the media. He has always been this guy, and yet the argument now continues to turn from beyond what it actually is to, well, he should have been in minicamp. Well, he wasn't in minicamp. And now he's there, and he is frustrated with the wide receiver. Should he not say anything because he wasn't in minicamp? Like, I guess that's where I struggle.
Aaron Rodgers knew all along.
Hold on. Let me finish. I'll let you finish. And now we're going into the coach thing.
I do hate when he does that, Josh.
And now we're going into the coach thing where, like, all of a sudden we're talking about, I don't care who called the meeting. That's good coaching by that coach. But if Aaron's standard gets them to the better point, who cares? Like that. Like, I guess he shouldn't be shy about criticizing the wide receivers in the way he wants to, simply because he made the decision that he didn't need to be.
And quite honestly, here I feel like Aaron Rodgers has been open to the media at times about how he feels in more of a passive aggressive way. This is a direct way, which I appreciate more than ever.
It just doesn't make sense to me, because what the heck did Aaron Rodgers expect? He has Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb in that room. They are all new people. He said there was going to be growing pains. He said it was going to be difficult. He complimented Romeo Doubs' work ethic and how he would show up and how he did things. And then he criticized him. It's like, yeah, the kid from Nevada is going to have bad days. He played wide receiver for Nevada. He's 20 years old. He's going to do that. It doesn't make sense. Aaron Rodgers wants everyone to be perfect in his light, and if they're not, if he has a bad day,
jersey right now.
If he has a bad day, he just lets it boil over. I thought it was a bad look.
And thank you, Josh. That's what good coaches do.
Thank you for the call.
That's what good leaders do. Is that, yes, you do have times where you compliment and you build up confidence, and you have times where you challenge the people that you believe in most. I don't think it's coincidence that the one person that might be able to feel like they got called out is Romeo Doubs. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that you as a leader tend to be the hardest on the people whom you believe in the most. And I think that's what you saw with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I think that, like, Belichick was always a richer to Tom Brady. He never complimented him. And now all of a sudden you see him doing it for Mac Jones. You see coaches tend to build up confidence for guys who are struggling and seem to challenge guys who they think have more to give. And I think that's part of what Rodgers is doing here. And he didn't do it in a way where, to Ben's point, like he used to in the McCarthy era, where he was a flat out, you know what hole. Like,
it was, you need to be better. I need to build trust. And I think that's okay. And that's what I'm saying. It's the fact that it was Romeo Doubs, the God's gift to Packers draft picks that everyone loves because he's flashy and he's made plays and he's the talk of the town, that everyone's upset now because Aaron Rodgers said something negative about somebody who's young and we might have hurt his feelings.
800-990-3776. We want to hear from you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, on Aaron Rodgers. Plus, we need caller 6 and caller 9. Caller 6, caller 9 for little over under. Caller 6, caller 9. 800-990-3776. You know how over under works. Josh DiMaggio's got a category. We don't know what it is. He's got an over under line. We don't know what that is either. And he will tell caller number 6 what the category is. You say over under. Caller number 9, you're stuck on the other side. Winner wins themselves a fantastic gift card. As Joshy lines up the phones, Benny, why don't you tell us about our friends at Screamin' Sicilian? Woo!
They are sure my friends, and it was so screaming good to hang out with John Leonardo on the golf course today at Fairways of Woodside. And we just talked about pizza, because pizza is delicious. He showed me back in the day when he was making pizzas, he has a cut down his arm when he was making pizzas back when he was 19 years old. I am branded. I burned myself as a 12-year-old taking a pizza out of the oven. I still have the scar on my stomach because I didn't know what I was doing. So that's why I love talking about Palermo's and the Screamin' Sicilian, because pizza is a part of my life. I am branded with a pizza burn forever. It's so screaming good. You got the whole milk mozzarella cheese. You got the secret tomato recipe sauce. You have the stone buttered fiery crust and all the toppings you could ever imagine. The Bessie's Revenge, if you love cheese, you got that. The Holy Pepperoni, you got that too. Mother of Meat, the mom. I know Joshy's a answering the phone, so I got this. The Mambo Italiano Mambo, and my favorite right now, the Supremus Maximus, might have passed the Mother of Meat. That's probably one Mother of Meat, two Mambo Italiano, three. They're all great. Try your Screamin' Sicilian wherever you go to your local grocer's freezer. It's amazing.
We are live at Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield. Check it out, milwaukeeimprov.com. Com. Some great comedians coming up tonight. Open mic night. Ben Bruss still working on his set. We'll have Over Under next on Scalzo and Bruss. We're presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
For my brain? All right. So, like, they lay eggs. How do they, like, get impregnated?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stat Hero has me hooked, Scalzo and Bruss family. All you got to do is download the Stat Hero app. Use promo code BEN, so easy, B-E-N, and you will get 100% match of your deposit. It is the easiest daily fantasy you can get involved in. There's survival. There's head-to-head. There's pick'em. I already got my pick'em and head-to-head ready to go for tonight. Got a little bit of baseball going. Can't wait to get this going in football season as well. They post tons of lineups, and the best part about Stat Hero is you're not going against Vegas lines. Stat Hero players win more than any other daily fantasy out there. Their competitors, it's not even close. So download the Stat Hero app. I'm telling you, you will get absolutely hooked in a positive way because you win more with Stat Hero. Download the Stat Hero app, use promo code BEN, and you get 100% deposit match, and you and I can play together. DM me. Be like, hey, what are you playing tonight? We can make lineups together. Again, promo code BEN, download Stat Hero. Let's get playing.
Scalzo and Bruss live across ESPN Wisconsin. He's Benny Bruss, Benny Betts. I'm Greg Scalzo, live from Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield. Joshy, it's time to play a little over under.
Will the guys hit the over, or will they disappoint like they usually do? It's time for Over Under on Scalzo and Bruss.
It is Over Under on Scalzo and Bruss. Here's how the game works. Josh DiMaggio has a category. We don't know what it is. He put an over-under line on the amount of correct answers Ben and I will get out of 10 guesses within 3 minutes. We don't know what that is either. Benny and I, we team up and we get 10 guesses. We pick as many correct answers in Josh's category as possible. Caller number 6 got to make the call. He was Brian in Madison. He chose over. Smart move, believing in us. Dan from Salem stuck on the other side on the under. Joshy, what do we have this week?
We've been talking a lot about wide receivers, so I'm looking for the 10 NFL wide players currently on a roster with the most receiving touchdowns. I have to phrase it that way because guys like Vernon Davis, Dez Bryant, Larry Fitzgerald all show as active. So they're currently on a roster, and they have the most receiving touchdowns. The over-under is 6.5.
All right, 6.5.
The most, like,
all-time NFL active receiving touchdowns for an active player,
yes,
currently signed to a roster.
Yeah, currently on a roster. They're active, and it's the receiving touchdowns they have. You guys ready to start guessing?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Well, look at that. He counted it down for us.
We have 3 minutes.
I know, but, like, you
go.
You won that battle.
Oh, I know. I know I did.
It's a beautiful thing. It's got to start with Mike Evans. I don't know why I know it, but I know that he is the active leader in touchdowns.
That's correct.
I'm sure I saw it on a graphic last year.
Active leader at 75.
After
Travis
him.
Travis Kelce.
I think, but yeah, all right. Let's try Travis Kelce. Final answer.
Travis Kelce is 6th with 57.
Devontae's got to be up there. Final answer.
Devontae is 2nd with 73.
What about Tyreek?
Tyreek Hill, final answer.
Tyreek Hill is 8th with 56.
What about like a Thielen?
Julio Jones, final answer.
Julio Jones is 5th with 61.
I know.
DeAndre Hopkins, final answer.
2 minutes.
DeAndre Hopkins is 4th with 68. And you guys won already, right?
No, we got 6 for 6 right now. I think you said 6.5. Stephon Diggs has been around. He's a couple of years with the Bills.
He didn't catch a ton of touchdowns in Minnesota because Thielen sucked them all up. What about
Denver, San Francisco?
If you want to say Diggs, say Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. George Kittle, no.
Is A.J. Green on a roster?
A.J. Green, I think he is.
Let's go Randall Cobb. Final answer.
Wow, good poll,
guys. Randall Cobb.
He's the oldest guy ever.
A.J. Green is on a roster. He is a Cardinal. He is third with 68 touchdowns.
He's still with the Cardinals?
Yes.
What about Thielen? Because that was going to be one of my guesses.
1 minute.
Thielen is not on the list. Sorry, Rachel, you have to go away now. The remaining names are...
Hold on. Let me guess a couple more. Marvin Jones Jr.
Yep, that one's ninth. I don't know how you ever would have pulled that.
Wow. I'm just thinking of old guys. He caught a lot of touchdowns in Detroit.
The last guy isn't particularly old, but he is a veteran.
All right, who is it?
Odell Beckham, 56.
That's a good one. Well, no, he's not signed to a roster, Joshy.
Oh, wow, I did get that. Well, good thing you guys got him all right.
Hey, congratulations to Brian in Madison for believing in us. You win
a
$50 gift card
to the
delicious North and South seafood and smokehouse. He said bread basket after you said can of corn.
Right in the bread basket that over-under was
just,
for us.
You just repeated the same exact joke, but louder.
Do you think they got a bread basket at North and South you can get?
Kevin in Washington has some advice for the set that Ben Brust is working on right now. It is open mic night tonight at Milwaukee Improv, 7 p.m. Ben Brust working on a set right now. Kevin in Washington says Ben should just tell stories about his pro basketball career, but make them funny.
Oh, that was a depressing time. I don't know how I could make that funny.
Ryan in Sheboygan says, I can totally see Aaron walking up to Romeo Doubs like Andy Bernard telling him he's going to do something wacky. It's true, but just watch. Then it breaks to the conference room and he says, all is good, but did you see that reaction?
Again, we're overblowing the overblown.
We are?
People are.
I'm not sure. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Josh DiMaggio, you can jump in here because you say the entire idea of comedy is taking depressing stuff and making it funny. So maybe it is you telling your story of Lithuania and having to do Bok Bok Chicken. And
I'm starting to write some of the
milk
depressing
stars.
Stuff down.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I just think of like the way
it's
comedy is.
Effort. My God.
Right now, it's like all these terribly sad things that you end up turning into a funny thing or doing something ridiculous and like laughing at it. It's
Josh, should we tell Ben right now that he's actually the first open mic comic all out of the gate at 7 p.m. and that we signed him up for this?
I was going to hold on to that.
Because this is a lottery of punishment, 4 minutes. I only signed you up for 3 minutes, but you are leading it off tonight at Milwaukee Improv. It's why I wanted you to start a set here for the show.
That's funny, Greg. Ha ha ha.
This is Kismet. We've been talking about this for 4 years.
Yeah.
And finally we're at the premier comedy.
I will come back here and do it with preparation. I will come back here and do it with preparation.
You've had 4 years of preparation. You've
Gregory,
written down no jokes.
We have a partner
no
now
set.
At Corners of Brookfield. I will sign up for open mic night whenever.
All right. You heard it. Ben Brust is committed to an open mic night here at the Milwaukee Improv at the Corners of Brookfield, five-minute set here. We will give him a month. We will set him up on an open mic night for a five-minute set here. We will give you 1 month. Right now, I'm looking at our guy, Austin Della. Austin, you're going to get him signed up for an open mic night a month from today. We're going to have 5 minutes of Ben Brust Comedy Gold on stage at Milwaukee Improv.
Get ready to laugh
it's
your ass off.
Amazing how he just walked right into that one, Joshy. Amazing.
No, I owe that punishment. I'm A-okay doing that. I'm just not going to be bullied by you guys.
Sometimes I don't realize how good I am.
Shut up. You are a big Richard today.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what?
Greg, perfectly executed right there.
Gosh, I hate him.
Thank you. You don't hate me. All you need to do is take a nice sip of that Scalzo and Brust bourbon, that Scalzo and Brust whiskey, and you will love me once again. I'm talking, of course, about our friends at Cedar Ridge Distillery, an award-winning distillery based in Iowa, where they are the top-selling bourbon as a craft distillery in the entire state of Iowa. It's remarkable. That's how good the juice that they make is, and their next big venture is making a home right here in Wisconsin. It's one of the reasons why we're partnering with them. Like a couple of transplants, like us. They want to make a home here in Wisconsin.
And great.
They've got the goods.
Coming soon. We got bourbon drinkers in Wisconsin.
Coming soon. In the coming days, weeks, Cedar Ridge releasing new bourbon and rye whiskeys handpicked by us. We went down to Swisher, Iowa. They rolled out their best six barrels. We picked their best one hand selected bourbon, one hand selected rye whiskey. They are going to be coming in the coming weeks. They're going to have a special label for you. This is all for you. This isn't for us here on Scalzo and Brust. This is for you, the Scalzo and Brust family. We know that you wanted this. We are coming through and we are delivering, unlike so many of our other brilliant ideas.
I got an update. 35 cases of the rye, 35 cases of the bourbon, 420 bottles of Scalzo and Brust bourbon, baby. Or whiskey, rather.
And we are going to go through those quickly. So we are going to let you guys know where to find those bottles, where to find Scalzo and Brust bourbon and rye whiskey out at the bars and restaurants. And, of course, we're talking bourbon whiskey. The bourbon is fantastic. The whiskey is great. They're single malt phenomenal. Phenomenal. So if you see it, pick it up. Check it out. Cedar Ridge. You can find them at your local favorite retailer. We are at Milwaukee Improv here. 1 year anniversary for them at the corners of Brookfield. We'll come back, continue our conversation around Aaron Rodgers, around this Green Bay Packers team. And I want to talk about the gentleman on the TV broadcast in Los Angeles who slid down Bernie's slide and ended up breaking his arm in six ribs because it was hilarious. We'll hit it next. It's Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that way.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brust live at the Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield. I don't know where Ben Brust went. He was staring at his phone for the first 3 minutes of the break and then decided to get up and join me and enjoy a delicious Nashville chicken sandwich. They make some delicious pretzels and mozzarella sticks as well here at the Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield. They've been fantastic hosting us here today. 1 year anniversary. We're helping to celebrate it. They've got open mic night starting at 7 p.m. Ben Brust is committed to open mic night a month from today. He's going to be doing a 5-minute set. He's been working on a small set that we're going to do here shortly on the air, so maybe that'll be a nice preview for him, but we'll see what he is made of. I'm Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio running the show, along with Alex Strofe in Madison, and you, the Scalzo and Brust family, on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776, on the old National Bank talk and text line. Kevin in Washington says, self-deprecating humor is best. We'll see if he can do that. Rudy from Sheboygan says, Ben, I will get a 5-minute set ready as well, and we can go the same night. I've never done it before, but I'm the Scalzo and Brust family, so worst case scenario, we bomb together. And Ben Brust finally waddles his way back from the restrooms here.
Just three minutes into the segment.
I don't believe you.
It was just number
That's
one.
A long time.
Not buying it.
Not by, and we know you don't wash your hands. So
no, I did. That's why it was a long time.
You never wash. Get your hand out of here. Get your hand out of here.
That's what she said. Or hope not.
Ben Bruss ripping off some jokes. One of the funniest things that I think anybody's seen these past few days is the sideline reporter for the broadcast, the television broadcast for the Dodgers, being excited to slide down Bernie's slide from the chalet there at American Family Field, sliding down and breaking his arm and four ribs.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Justin, I think we got a little sound on that. Let's hear what it sounded like.
Holy crap!
You can feel that! You can feel that!
That didn't sound so good.
Holy crap!
You would think he's falling from like 12 stories.
Well, they put something on the bottom of the slot, like on his bottom,
a burlap sack.
But I don't think that's what Bernie uses.
No, Bernie's got natural abilities with his mascot costume.
So that, I think, is what really launched him there. If you watch it, at one point I was nervous he was going to go over the side.
And send out.
And then he just went smack.
He would have died if he fell out of the slide.
I feel like...
Let's not go down there.
I mean, goodness gracious. I feel like if we listen close enough, we can hear his ribs break with the thud of the wall here.
Holy crap!
I don't think I can hear the ribs break. I think I just hear...
The arm that broke with the wrist, you could actually see because it got caught on the landing. But you also need to realize if you're that guy, like, if you want to do the slide, you have to know how to slide. And he had no idea what he was doing on that slide.
Slide form. As a parent now, has your daughter gone to the playground? Is she a slide fan?
She loves the slide. She can actually get down, go up, and climb up, and then go down on herself now.
Your own one-year-old daughter can go through a slide without breaking a wrist or ribs, and this dingus is, holy crap! What an idiot.
That is true. 800-990-3776. Would you want to go down the Bernie slide? Because I've always wanted to do it, and now I'm a little scared.
I'm not going to lie. That thing's pretty steep. I totally would, because I wouldn't go with the sack, and I wouldn't... And even if I did...
That's what she said.
I'd like to think that, like, my survival skills would kick in and diss the sack and slow down, you know, and not thud like old boy did.
He at least took it in good spirit. Like, those guys were laughing at him, cackling at him, Josh DiMaggio style.
Okay, if I did that, you guys would do the exact same thing.
Uh-huh. I know, but you wouldn't be a good sport about it.
No, I would not.
No, he was a good sport about it. He would laugh in your face.
Well, it's not that I wouldn't be a good sport about it. I would use it as an opportunity to gain so much more attention, sign my cast, you know, that sort of thing.
Yep. Were you a slide guy in the playground, Ben Brust?
No, I was a...
I have the feeling you weren't a playground guy.
What are you talking about? I was the king of the playground.
Oh, here we go.
Josh, do you hear that? That means that he wasn't at all a playground guy.
He was peeing his pants under the slide.
Every time you go this... Freeze tag under the legs to get unfrozen? Are you kidding me? I was going under the legs all the time.
Okay, but that's just a game. You could have played that in a field or a backyard.
500 dead or alive.
None of these are playgrounds.
What's the game that we can't say what it, Joshy? The football game where you tackle the guy with the ball.
None of these though. We're talking about at a playground. Do you know what a playground is? You've got the slide. You've got the monkey ball. You've got the seesaw. You've got the
seesaw. So overrated, by the way.
You've got the spinorama. You've got all these different games you could play. You've got the climbing.
I play tag.
Swings.
King of the swings. I mean, if anyone could fly out of the swing,
you're not the king of anything. You don't even know what the hell a playground is.
I would play tag on the playground, though. Like, you would use, like, the playground area.
The jungle gym?
The jungle gym area, yeah.
Sure.
I was the king of the bars.
See, the bars are the worst to me because it's a really...
Greg, you must not have been able to skip a bar because you're so short. That's why you didn't like the bars.
Nailed it. Ben Bruss was eating sand for half of the time at the playground. The monkey bars, though, you have to be a really small, defined age. Like, I've been thinking about this, having been to a lot of playgrounds recently. There's that time where you're, like, strong enough to get the bars, but not too heavy to actually do the monkey bars well.
Where it's like a good challenge.
You're like 8 to 12 or 8 to 13 where like you're doing the monkey bars, you know, and because when you're too young, like you're just not strong enough to do it.
Man, yeah. Maybe I wasn't the king of the playground, but I was the king of the games at recess. How about that? Can I be the king of that?
I just don't believe you, but if you want it, you know what? Yes, Ben's the king of the recess games at the playground.
Foursquare, butts up against the big wall that we had. I was the king of butts up.
You must have been the worst. Like, what? Not bad. I just mean, like, the
too intense. And,
gym
like,
class
whipping
hero.
The ball at people. Yeah, I mean, whipping Josh, ball, I told you
whipping
this.
The ball at people, but then if somebody was supposed to be whipping the ball at you, you would, like, be all upset about it
Greg,
and you'd cry
I
foul.
But no, I didn't need to because I did not lose.
See,
at butts up.
This is it, Joshy. How many times did he lose where he claimed, no, I didn't touch the ball.
I beat the wall every
of course.
Beat the ball. I beat the ball.
Of course.
The ball every
50-50
time.
Ball went Ben Brusway because you were the guy
absolutely.
That was going to argue about it and cry and
yeah.
tears would start streaming.
And that's why I was made fun of as a child. Man, childhood wounds. I didn't know we were going through this therapy session today.
You know what? I didn't know how badly you needed to, in hindsight, be named king of the recess game. Let's celebrate. Josh, let's hit some sound effects. Ben Brust, your king of the recess game. Your king of windows and doors, none other than Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You have to make sure. Pella's obviously number one when it comes to quality, when it comes to innovation. When you talk about working with the right team on your home, you have to make sure it's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's who I've worked with, working with my guy Joe Franco on the last project. Whoever you work with, Gina Dell has put together an all-star team there that's going to be up front, that's going to be honest, that's going to work hard, that's going to over-deliver, and that's going to follow through. And for somebody who has a lot of people working on their home, that doesn't happen very often. It's why I speak so passionately about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And right now, you can have beautiful Pella windows installed in your home and pay just 2.99% financing locked in for 10 years. Now, if you want to skip the financing, that's okay. You could choose Pella's famous patented blinds or shades between the glass and their lifestyle or impervia patio doors for free. Again, 2.99% financing for 10 years locked in or that free upgrade on your patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. Tell them that you heard about them here on Scalzo and Brust on ESPN Wisconsin. We love Pella. You will too. We are live at Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield, hanging out, celebrating 1 year. Open mic night coming up tonight at 7 p.m. We'll get a tease of Ben Brust's set. Coming up next on Scalzo and Brust, we're presented by the world's greatest beer, woo, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Congrats on the sex. Wow.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Grateful Dead Thursday here on Scalzo and Brust. We're live in Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield, where we're celebrating, helping to celebrate their one-year anniversary, which is coming up on the 20th. Open mic night starts tonight at 7 p.m. Pop on down. Great spot. Awesome acts. Go to MilwaukeeImprov.com to find out who's coming up, when. Sign up for their newsletter. Make it easy for yourself. Of course, Scalzo and Brust, always presented by Bud Light. And we've been telling you about this incredible opportunity for you in the Scalzo and Brust family to win the ultimate Wisconsin sports fan weekend. Think about this. You and a guest, so that's two people. This is courtesy, of course, of Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. You and a guest, two people, Friday night baseball in Milwaukee, into a football Saturday in Madison, then up to a Sunday night with the green and gold. You get transportation, lodging, tailgating, and Ticket King gift cards. It's really easy to enter. All you have to do is scan the QR code when you find it to enter to win this amazing experience. And when I say when you find it, I'm going to tell you exactly where to look. Scan the QR code in Milwaukee at Club Paragon, Champs Lake Geneva, Kelly's Bleachers, and Broadstop. If you're in Madison, scan the QR code at Pitcher's Pub, Fifth Quarter, Wilson's, LJ's, Echo Tap, shout out to the Echo Tap, and Deeks, the ultimate sports fan weekend from Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. Again, Grateful Dead Thursday here. We're at Milwaukee Improv. Ben Brust wiggling out of his act tonight, but he has committed for 5 minutes of a stand-up set coming up in 1 month from tonight. So we will get you more info on that. I expect to see the Scalzo and Brust family there booing, heckling, hissing, and generally welcoming Ben Brust the way that he deserves and expects to be welcomed. But you've prepared the start of a set. So Ben Brust, without further ado, do you want me to welcome you to the stage? And now, at Milwaukee Improv, we welcome to the stage, Ben Brust! Also known as All Beef Benny.
And speaking of All Beef Benny, thank you everybody at Milwaukee Improv for having me. At the corners of Brookfield yesterday, I was dressed up in a hot dog costume, and I've been named All Beef Benny. And it's funny because I went home to hang with my dog, and he couldn't stop licking my wiener. No laughs from anybody on that one?
Yep.
No? All right. I'll try this joke. I mean, we got a rough crowd here. I see how it is, but we keep it rolling here. I'm not shy. I'm not scared of the booze that I'm getting. So I go with my next joke. How's this for Milwaukee Improv? What's the difference between a lentil and a chickpea? Audience, any guesses? No? Don't hear? Well, I've never had a lentil on my face before. Oh, no, I got a face covering. That's good. That means it's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
I think she likes it. I've never had a lentil on my face before.
Yep.
All right. Round of applause for me.
That's it.
That was a tease. That was a preview.
Two jokes and out. Well done, Ben Brust.
The people are clapping that don't know what's going on.
All Beef Benny right there. Not only is he a brilliant comic, but hopefully he's much better at playing Stat Hero. Here is Ben Brust, Stat Hero Weekend Preview.
Who are you sitting and who are you starting this week? This is the Stat Hero Fantasy Preview on Scalzo and Brust. Win day in and day out with Stat Hero. Download the app or sign up at stathero.com and use promo code BEN for a 100% deposit match.
All in this weekend on Hunter Renfro. Not Andrew McCutchen with two home runs. Hunter Renfro, a game-winning two-run jack for the Brewers. 3-for-3 today. Game-winning run 2 days ago. Hunter Renfro, don't let him get hot. Goodbye, Jackie Bradley Jr. Get him in your pick-ems. Get him in your head-to-heads. The Cubs are who he's going against. The schlubs go Hunter Renfro all weekend long.
There it is, your Stat Hero Weekend Preview from our very own Ben Brust. Once again, we're hanging out here at Milwaukee Improv at the corners of Brookfield. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, huge thank you to everybody here who's welcomed us with open arms. Again, we'll be back one month for Ben Brust's 5-minute open mic set.
How would you grade my start?
I thought it was good.
I didn't clam up after
the
joke.
No, I thought you had a good way about you there.
Thank you. I need to carry that confidence into my set.
I think you will, dude. Once the bright lights hit you, like you usually, even yesterday in the hot dog suit, like you weren't shy.
I'm a showman.
You go. You're a showman. That's one word for it. So check it out. Congratulations to Milwaukee Improv. 1 year anniversary. Go to milwaukeeimprov.com. Stay in the know with their newsletter and stop by their open mic night every Thursday at 6 p.m. for happy hour deals and local comedy. Don't have to be a comedian to attend. And right now, to even get you started, we're giving away one $100 gift card for the Corners of Brookfield for Milwaukee Improv. You could use it on tickets, food, drinks, merchandise. Milwaukee Improv offering free tickets to their 1 year anniversary shows featuring Samuel J. Comroe, August 19th through the 21st. You can come on down in person to take advantage of the offer. But right now, we need caller number three. Caller number 3-800-990-3776 wins that $100 gift card for Milwaukee Improv. Spain and Fitz up next across ESPN Wisconsin, Prep Mania in Madison.